Thank you, Mr. Chair. The 30th anniversary of the Declaration on the Rights of the Person Belonging to National, Ethnic, Religious and Linguistic Minorities provide us with an opportunity to reflect on the UN efforts on how to strengthen the protection of the person's right. In particular, what measures can the international community use to effectively protect minorities' rights in the situation in internal and external conflict, and to prevent use of minorities' issues as a pretext to justify violence or even war, what we witnessed in Europe today due to the Russian aggression against Ukraine. Mr. Chair, we are deeply concerned with the ongoing prosecution of the person belonging to the Polish national minority in Belarus. Despite numerous calls on the Belarusian authorities to stop these repressions, Polish language is being eliminated from education system for ethnic minority. Polish memorials and cemeteries are being destroyed, and the large-scale attack on leaders of the Union of Poles in Minsk and Grodno and Polish National Minority Cultural Association has been carried out. Sadly, attacks against all social groups and professional categories of national minorities have accelerated following Belarus' involvement in the Russian military aggression against Ukraine, leading to the constant deterioration of human rights situation in the country. We call on Belarusian authorities to grant access to the country both the dedicated OHCHR mechanism and the special rapporteur. I thank you.